Muhammad is my guide, Muhammad is my teacher, Muhammad my beloved Rasulullah.
I want to be like you.
Like you.
In everything I do, Ya Rasulullah.
I want to walk like you, talk like you, read my Quran just like you. Rasulullah.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And welcome to the program, Like Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. We are looking at the life of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi, and we're trying to see what we can learn from him. We have many hadith and traditions about the Prophet and how he used to deal with people around him, amongst other things. So let us take a look at some of the things that he used to do. First, when it comes to salam, when it comes to greeting people, greeting people back in the day and even now is a form of trying to inform people not only that you come in peace, but sometimes you indicate to them that you're coming. Because back in the day they would, as we will see from the hadith, that they use it as a way to indicate to people that they are coming. So first, salam in general. We said in the hadith that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi used to greet everybody, and especially with kids. It was narrated from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, says, إِنَّهُ كَانَ يُسَلِّمُ عَلَى الصَّغِيرِ وَالْكَبِيرِ. He would greet the old and the young with absolutely no difference. When he sees a young person, he would go to them and he says hello to them and salam. When he sees an old person, he would also say salam to them. So there is no age group when it comes to greeting people. If you see a child that is a 2-year-old, a 3-year-old, a 5-year-old, a 6-year-old, you say salam to them. You say hello. You say hi. You greet them in their own way. Don't greet them formally, of course. Sometimes just smiling with a child, saying, hi, how are you? Bringing yourself to their level is what's required. That was a khuluq of the Prophet, one of his moral traits, that he would say salam and greet people at all ages, at all times. And also, not just the people, but even those whom he considers, or they consider the Prophet to be an enemy. Even his enemies, he would use to greet them. Or even the people that he knows are munafiqeen. Allah says to the Prophet in the Quran, most of those who are around you are hypocrites. You don't know them, we know them. There are hypocrites that the Prophet knows they are hypocrites. He knows they're not truly Muslims. I mean, he's the Prophet, right? But he would still greet them the same. He would still be nice to them. He would still smile in their faces. Because he's trying to keep his akhlaq. He's not trying to abandon his akhlaq when it comes to people who are hypocrites or people who are non-Muslims and only keep his good akhlaq to the Muslims. The Prophet akhlaq is constant, regardless of who he is with and when he is, right? So sometimes me and you, we might only say salam to the ones we like. Or if there's a person that we had a fight with recently or we are in an argument with, if we pass them, we will never say salam. Why? Because we are in a fighting mode. We were not talking to each other. Fine. You have issues, by all means. But salam is an Islamic moral trait that we need to practice. Saying salam to people, even to strangers, is softens things. It makes things a lot easier. It breaks the ice, as we say. So when you say salam, or you say as-salam, that is the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Salam or as-salam is the name of Allah. So you begin with the name of Allah. You say, Assalamu alaikum, peace be upon you. So you begin with peace, and inshallah, the rest will end in peace too. Let's take a short break and then we will continue.
You came to me in that hour of need, when I was so lost, so lonely. You came to me, took my breath away, showed me the right way, the way to lead. You filled my heart with love, showed me the love. Now all I want is to be with you.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program Like Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wa Alihi Wasallam. So we were saying that salam is a piece and parcel of a Muslim and part of his iman, part of his faith. Actually, it is part of his identity. Also, back in the day, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wa Alihi Wasallam, he would use salam to inform people that he is coming. Because especially around the Masjid of Rasulullah, most of the houses were attached to each other and rooms were attached to each other. And most of them back in the day, they had no doors. They would have a curtain or something, right? So doors like became a house item later on. So especially the Muslimin who could not afford, they would have a curtain or a piece of cloth at the door. So basically there was no knocking. So what they used to do, they stand at the door and say, Assalamu alaikum. And those who are inside the house, they would know that someone outside. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he would used to say Assalamu alaikum 3 times. If the people of the house answer, khair. If they don't, he would walk away. Which is a very beautiful thing. So Imam Ali alayhi salam, he says, one day me and Fatima Zahra, we were sleeping. We heard the Prophet say, Assalamu alaikum. We became shy and we were quiet because we were sleeping. And he said, we felt embarrassed. Then he said, Assalamu alaikum. He said, we also kept quiet and we were more embarrassed. Then he said, Assalamu alaikum for the 3rd time. And he said, well, we had to answer him because if we don't, he will leave and we want him to come with us. So the Imam says, we replied his salam and then the Prophet came in. فَقُلْنَا وَعَلَيْكَ السَّلَامِ يَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ فَدَخَلَ. And then he would enter the house. Now, how do we apply this in our time? Now, sometimes we go to someone else's house. We ring the bell once, they don't answer. They do it twice, they don't answer. Sometimes we insist. Sometimes we know that the person is inside the house. Sometimes you can even hear them talking. But sometimes maybe that person is going through problems of his own. He's not in a good mood. He doesn't want to talk to anyone. He doesn't want to see anyone. Don't insist on them. Leave them be. You rang once, you rang twice, you rang 3 times. If you got no answer, just walk away. That is the akhlaq of the Prophet. If you find yourself insisting, then that's a problem.
Please send any suggestion, any idea to our email, that is englishradio@irib.ir.
Sometimes we do the same thing when it comes to calling people. We call once, they don't answer. Twice, they don't answer. 3 times, they don't answer. Sometimes we keep on going. He called once should be enough. I mean, he will get notified. He will see the missed call from you. No need to keep bugging the person. Maybe he's at work. Maybe he just wants a time off. Maybe he wants to feel comfortable. Whatever the reason might be, don't insist. Let people like you for your akhlaq. So the Prophet would say, Assalamu alaikum, Assalamu alaikum, Assalamu alaikum. If no answer, he would walk away. And this is also in the Quran as well. It says, if you go ask if you're allowed to come in, go. If you're not, leave. Don't insist. So we need to learn from the akhlaq of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, that we greet people with salam, regardless of their age, regardless of where they are, we know them or not, we're good them or not. Salam should be the identity of a Muslim. That's one. Two, in terms of going to people knocking at their house, trying to notify them of our coming, of our presence, we should not also insist. Thank you for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Be like Muhammad, live like Muhammad, see like Muhammad did. Be like Muhammad and live like